1.
Hello, I'm Sigrid Nunez. I met Susan Sontag when I was an editorial assistant at the New York Review of Books, and she ended up becoming probably the most important mentor that I ever had. For a time in the 70s, we shared a household at 340 Riverside Drive. When I decided that I wanted to go away for a bit, I had applied to and gotten into a writer's colony, and the colony was in upstate New York.
2.
It was my first time ever going to a writer's colony, and for some reason I no longer recall, I had to postpone the date on which I was supposed to arrive. I was concerned that arriving late would be frowned on, but Susan insisted this was not a bad thing. It's always good to start off anything by breaking a rule, she said. The only time I worry about being late is for a plane or for the opera. Out to lunch with her one day, realizing I was going to be late getting back to work, I jumped up from the table and she scoffed. Sit down. You don't have to be there on the dot. Don't be so servile. Servile was one of her favorite words.
3.
Why was I going to a writer's colony anyway? Susan wanted to know. Why would anyone want to leave Manhattan, capital of the 20th century, as she loved to say, for a month in the woods? When I said I could easily imagine moving to the country, maybe not right then, but when I was older, she was appalled. That sounds like retiring. The very word made her ill. She herself was endlessly curious, but not about the natural world. Once I showed her a story I was working on in which a dragonfly appeared. What's that? Something you made up? When I started to describe what a dragonfly was, she cut me off. Never mind. It wasn't important. It was boring. Boring, like servile, was one of her favorite words.
4.
Another was exemplary. Also serious. You can tell how serious people are by looking at their books, she said. Not only what books they had on their shelves, but how the books were arranged. Because of her, I arranged my own books by subject and in chronological rather than alphabetical order. I wanted to be serious. It is harder for a woman, she acknowledged, meaning to be serious, to take herself seriously, to get others to take her seriously. But most women were afraid of looking too smart, too ambitious, too confident. They were afraid of looking masculine. Rule number one was to get over all that.
5.
Here's one of my favorite Susan Sontag stories. It was sometime in the 60s, after she'd become a Farrar, Straus, and Giroux author, and she was invited to a dinner party at the Strauss's Upper East Side townhouse. Back then, it was the custom, Shay Strauss, for the guests to separate after dinner, the men repairing to one room, the women to another. For a moment, Susan was puzzled. Then it hit her. Without a word to the hostess, she stalked off to join the men. Dorothea Strauss told the story gleefully years later. And that was that. Susan broke the tradition, and we never split up after dinner again. She was certainly not afraid of looking masculine, and she was impatient with other women for not being more like her, for not being able to leave the women's room and go join the men.